What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we'll continue to cover the shooting and the tragedy in Minneapolis with two dead, the number of injured now up to 17. You know, Sue, yesterday we were on the air when this Cracker Barrel story broke about them going back to the old logo, which I think, you know, I had even telegraphed earlier in the show that that might happen. And one thing that confused me in the aftermath of all this, remember I said I didn't really understand why there was so much hoopla around this. I get that we focus on Bud Light, et cetera, but we love our Steak and Shake here in St. Louis, right? So I noticed that the official account of Steak and Shake, which is at Steak and Shake on, just with an N, of course, on the X formerly Twitter, they got right on top of this. And they said sometimes people want to change things just to put their own personality on things. At CB Cracker Barrel, their goal is to delete the personality altogether, hence the elimination of the, quote, old-timer from the signage. Heritage is what got Cracker Barrel this far, and now the CEO wants to scrape it all away. At Steak and Shake, we take pride in our history, our families, and American values. All are welcome. We will never market ourselves away from our past in a cheap effort to gain the approval of trendseekers. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty aggressive, like, yeah, for another restaurant chain. But there's an explanation to this. Azra Nomani is with us, a regular on the show. We love her. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network and the founder of the Pearl Network. And you, Azra, wrote a great piece that connects the dots for me, and
oh,
I appreciate
God.
It so much.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. But, yeah, you didn't understand. Why would they go out and take a risk, right?
I didn't get it. And then, yeah, you know, if you look at the timeline on Twitter, they're super aggressive about this all the way up until yesterday and beyond. So put this together for my listeners.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So first of all, if nobody knows, Cracker Barrel, it goes back to 1969. Right. And I remember that year because that's the year I arrived in the United States of America.
Awesome.
So a moment of history. So here we have this, you know, restaurant chain. It's based in Tennessee, and it's moving along. And then it gets this investor in the 2000s, 2011. And it's this man who is a self-made millionaire in the United States. His dad fled Iran, if you can believe this story. And he was worked under the Shah Reza Pahlavi. The Iranian theocracy came in. You would have never expect this story, right, with Cracker Barrel?
Right.
But then, yeah. So it's so interesting when you go back to origin stories. So this young man, Sardar Biglari is his name. He becomes a millionaire in his 20s. He creates some tech companies, and dad has a Persian carpet business. You know, like it's just like the quintessential immigration story. So there they are in San Antonio, and he gets money. He makes money, and he creates this investment house. And what does he invest in? He invests in Cracker Barrel. And he also goes on to invest in your favorite
Steak and Shake.
Yes, exactly. So, and then Fridays, Western Sizzling, like a whole series. You get the theme here.
Yeah.
So he successfully becomes the CEO of Steak and Shake. So this is the story. This is why Steak and Shake is now invested in Cracker Barrel, because that same the CEO then tries to get things straight at Cracker Barrel. But he's got a board and a CEO that precedes the current CEO who just think he's egomaniac. There's an article that somebody published that he's an evil genius. You know, there's just like,
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I used to cover the airline industry. They called them gadflies, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Pests. The guy, he's running, like you said, Steak and Shake, and you like it. So that's the backstory here, is that Steak and Shake is moving along. Cracker Barrel is then got this CEO that we now know more about, and we now know that they were really, they had the sins of the past, because in 1991, they didn't actually allow anybody who was gay to work at the company.
Okay.
For a while. But then, then America, like that kind of discrimination or that kind of.
Well, it was a very different time. Yeah. The 80s and 90s, very different time. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like everybody was like living in the closet. You know, there was like just, I grew up in that time, right? Like it was just, everything was emerging and policies were emerging, workplace policies. So then it was just a matter of months, and then it became equal opportunity and there wasn't that discrimination, but you know, they had that little blight, right? And so then over the 2000s, they started doing this rainbow rocking chairs, you know, that became controversial for people. But the thing is with Sardar Biglari is that he didn't actually protest any of that stuff. He was just like, you're wasting your money. Like what happened is last May, the CEO just had this investor call and she said, we're going to pump $700 million. Like this is like not
right.
Not underestimation here. $700 million, she said, over the next 3 years into rebranding and refurbishing our restaurants. And that's when Biglari was like, waste of money, waste of time. And the quote that I liked the best from him was, when the company was created in 1969, it was already dated because it had this 1920s motif. So that's the backstory.
Yeah, so he actually writes a 7-page letter to shareholders, and he says, Cracker Barrel is not a broken brand, but it has a broken board. So that happens last year, and throughout all this, there's obviously, the ranks are not all happy here. There's dissension among the ranks, and then this happens, and when it happens, boy, he decides to get very public with his criticism on the Steak and Shake website, right?
Yeah, because like the board blew him off. Like he tried to get a seat or two on the board and they convinced the shareholders to vote against him. And these are big names. Like BlackRock is a huge investor also in Cracker Barrel, you know? So this is like what I think none of us really realize when we go, hey, let's go get dinner at, Panera or whatever. You know, we don't think about the money that is invested in these corporations, right? And that's what he has been a part of. And he fired off these PowerPoints. And the point of my piece and on Fox Business, or if people can just Google literally Cracker Barrel and my name, and you'll find the piece right away, is I wanted to just show that, like, this is not just a story of, like, political correctness gone awry. This is a story of corporate myopia. You know, like, they just put blinders on to a guy who they might not have liked, but he was giving some legit corporate feedback, let's say. And they just barreled ahead, no pun intended. And they completely, you know, they had this fiasco. And that's what he predicted.
Yeah, he says, let me make my position clear. The company's $700 million remodel plan will not work, ! He seems like he's getting part of that right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's him trolling again. And he has a red cap because now, famously, he bought Maxim magazine, too.
Yes, I saw that.
On their coffee table. And he endorsed Donald Trump for president in the 2024 election. And he created this red cap, in which he, you know, created a meme, Big Larry was correct, and then fire the CEO.
Yeah, it says fire Cracker Barrel CEO. The Steak and Shake, for those people who do not follow Steak and Shake, and I just started, and if you haven't seen some of this that he's posted in the last week, it's quite entertaining. Yeah, he has, even they say hats for sale soon, Big Larry was right about Cracker Barrel, kind of, you know, making reference to the hat that Trump wore. And then when Trump goes on Truth Social about the old logo, they say, great idea, Mr. President. We appreciate your sage advice. So it was fascinating. I'm so glad I saw your column, Osra, because that tied it together. It was mysterious to me why another restaurant chain would be that aggressive. But now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then people will say, why do we care? Why should we care? But I just want to remind everybody, St. Louis, what was it the home of? TWA.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget. I was a Cub airline reporter at the Wall Street Journal, and I covered it when Carl Icahn bought TWA. And TWA is gone now. That TWA was the airplane that brought me to America from India. Like, it was like a knife in my heart covering those stories. I talked to the pilots, the unions, the flight attendants, the middle managers losing jobs. These are important stories because a business is also an employer, right? And they and it's a life. Like, we go, this is where people have date night, you know. So there's like so many implications for society that business has that's why we have to pay attention.
Absolutely. Look, we had you know, that was devastating. We lost a big Chrysler plant in the area that I live right now. So I can appreciate that for sure. Osra, you're always fantastic as a guest. I'm glad you wrote the column. Thank you so much, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Take care. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah.
And again, I have to send this to my wife because she was the one that put in on my radar that Steak and Shake was involved. I'm like, that seems weird, but not so weird anymore, I guess.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.